Your music, your life. Christmas, yeah. It's Christmas! This year, listen to something special. Merry Christmas.
Radio Borders.
Oh, we're really feeling Christmassy here at Radio Borders. Elton John and Step Into Christmas.
Get wired on Radio Borders.
So it's Sunday afternoon. I know we've not turned up 1 hour early. It's the Wired team with you through until 4 o'clock now. There is a very special reason why we're here an hour early today. You need to put up with us for 2 hours this afternoon because Wired turns 10.
Yay!
And not only does Wired turn 10, we're going to have so many members of old teams coming in to speak to us over the next couple of hours. Fun and games as well. And to celebrate our 10th birthday, there's so many people here.
Hello.
Yay!
We're How back.
You are back. How are you guys?
Excited.
Great. You've all been good?
Good, yeah.
Groovy.
Groovy. That, yes, good.
It's a good word.
It's a good word. Great word. So are you guys looking forward to the next couple of hours?
So much.
Definitely. Of course.
Good. There's so much fun in games. In fact, guys, tell us what's coming up on today's very special Wired 10th anniversary show.
We've got a very special edition of Oh Nana, What's My Lyric.
We'll be chatting to some old team members.
And some other stuff will be happening throughout the next couple of hours. Right now, I bet he's happy that X Factor's over so he can't make any mistakes again. This is brand new from Ollie Mars. It's Stevie Knows on Radio Borders. The doors are locked.
Black Eyed Peas, I've Got a Feeling on Radio Borders.
So it's Wired, it's our last show before Christmas, but it's not just any ordinary show, as you've probably worked it already. It's our 10th birthday, and we're catching up with a lot of people who are involved in the show over the years. Right now, Amber's in the studio. Hi, Amber.
Hey.
Or Amber 2, as I should say properly, because there was two Ambers in your team. How are you?
I'm doing really good. How are you?
Good. I'm not too bad. Does it feel weird being back in here?
Definitely weird. And everyone's here like staring at me. I'm like, oh, the pressure.
Because how long has it been since you were last in here?
Oh, God. Like 5 years? Maybe four. 4 years, I think.
We're sort of bringing back a lot of memories today, aren't we? So your time at Wired. Who else was all in your team?
It was me, Amber 2. We had Amber 1, our presenter. Alan, Rory, Dylan, Fraser.
Lee as well.
Lee. I knew there was someone
else. Lee. There was someone else. Lee.
Can't forget Lee. So what was it like back then, back in the old days of 2010?
It was quite a lot like this, actually. It looked the same. It was just maybe a little bit louder when we were all in. We're all a bit crazy, to be honest, and we're usually hyped up on coffee.
I'm aware that there is a video on the Wired on Radio Borders Facebook page of you guys dancing in the studio quite a few years ago.
Is there a video? I didn't think anyone was filming.
Oh, wait, I remember.
There is a video actually on the Wired and Radio Borders Facebook page of that. But you guys also done so many things in the show that obviously the show's changed over the years, but you had things such as the classic tune.
Oh, I was awesome. I was awesome at picking the classic tune.
Yeah, because we had the tune of the week and the classic tune as well. And I always used to love the classic tune because it was something. What was the rule? It was before 2000, wasn't it? Was that the rule?
Yeah.
Give me an example of a classic tune of Amber 2.
That's Under Pressure. I remember we had Ignition.
Like Ryan was saying, it's been a few years since you were at Wired. What have you been doing since?
In my second year at university at the moment, I've done lots of volunteering, actually. Wired opened up quite a lot of avenues for me to do lots of different volunteering, and I'm hopefully going to be doing some more volunteering soon.
Amber, it's been great catching up with you, and well, you'll be sticking around for the rest of the show as well.
Yeah, of course. I've got to take as much out of this as I can.
It's great to have the whole team. The office is just filled of people today, so it's so great to have everyone back.
Thanks for that interview, Ryan. And if you're looking for a new Christmas present to get someone, how about some socks from Rihanna herself? She's playing next on Radio Borders.
It's just the Christmas anthem. Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You on Radio Borders. We are number one for the Scottish Borders and North Northumberland. Hopefully you're having a good Sunday. It's the Wired team with you through until 4 o'clock on our very special show because we turn 10 this week. I can't believe Wired's been around for 10 years. But we've got more interviews coming up very soon, catching up with people who have been involved in the show, and a very special Own and Now What's My Lyric coming up soon as well. But, guys, obviously, we're on the 20th today, only 5 days to go.
Yes.
Yes. So, only 5 days to go. You guys getting excited?
I'm so excited.
Good, good. What are you looking forward to?
Food.
Obviously.
Food's number one on the list.
Pigs and blankets.
Definitely.
Full turkey dinner.
Stuffing.
See, I don't know if I'm getting one this year. It's just me and my mum. And she's not putting any decorations up, which I'm fuming about. And I don't know if we're doing the full turkey. I think it might be a roast chicken, which I'm not quite okay with.
No, I wouldn't be okay with that either. But that, obviously, we just played a Christmas song. Favourite Christmas songs.
That one.
Yeah. That 100%. One, Mariah Carey.
Yes.
Yeah. The Jingle Bell Rock.
Working around the Christmas tree, though.
Speaking of Christmas songs, more on the way very soon. Some Kylie Minogue and Santa Baby. And right now, this is the latest from the Vamps. It's Rest Your Love on Radio Borders. Wired turns 10.
Hello, it's me. That was Adele on Radio Borders. Ryan's in the studio now with former member Zoe Daniel.
It feels weird sitting in the studio. It's almost like we're back in 2011 because Zoe Daniel's in the studio. Hi, Zoe.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. It does feel weird because obviously we presented together
when
we first started. So to be sitting in the same studio again. So Zoe, what does it feel like being back in here?
It's very strange. Yeah.
Because you've been popping in and out telling us about all the things you've been doing.
Yeah.
But yeah, obviously, it always feels weird when you're sitting at that side of the desk
again.
Yeah,
it does.
Behind the microphone. So, yeah, so it was 2011 you started on Wired. Because you were very young when you started on Wired.
I was one of the youngest. I was in S2, I think, or S1. Very young.
And, well, on your team...
There was me, obviously, and you, and Liam, and... Yeah, there was Amber, of course, and Fraser.
Yes.
And I think that was us.
That was us. We're a very, very small team.
Yeah. So if you had to pick one favourite memory from when you were on Wired, what would it be?
Pick one, just one. Oh, my gosh. No, that's too much.
No more than one.
Oh, there were so many things. Like, I loved all the events, and I loved, like, being out and, like, talking to people, but if I had to pick one, it would obviously be the Young Scot Awards.
It's on everyone's list,
it
isn't
is.
It?
Yeah. It was... absolutely the highlight.
We were nominated for Young Scot Award. Can you remember all the celebrities that were there that night?
There's probably like photos of me looking really awful with all of them because I remember just me and Ailey, who wasn't actually on our team but was starting her training, just running about and asking for photos with everyone. So there was
Tony Atlantic. There was, I'm sure,
it was the Apprentice. There was loads of people from the Apprentice.
Yes. What I also remember was that Liam was very excited to see the cast of Waterloo Road.
Yeah.
Such a great event. And on the show, one of our favourite features was always the tune of the week.
Yep. Yeah.
Do you have a favourite tune of the week from back in the world?
We had a song, if you remember, of our year.
I do. Hang on. Let me just get it.
Oh my gosh.
This was our song.
And look to you as it fell, and now you're in my way.
Do you realise you're singing on live radio
now?
Carly Rae Jepsen, Call Me Maybe, was big in the charts when we were on Wired.
Yeah.
You have been doing a lot of stuff since, Zoe. What have you all been up to?
I've been doing a lot. I'm quite involved in VOMO at the moment. Still want to be a journalist. And I've met lots of really exciting people and got lots of exciting opportunities lined up for the next year. I'm going to be doing a digital apprenticeship in journalism.
That's amazing. Great to see you doing so well, Zoe. And yeah, you'll be sticking around for the rest of the show as well.
Of course I will.
Great. Glad to hear it, Zoe. Coming up very soon, a very special Own and Now What's My Lyric, since it's our 10th birthday, and a Christmas tune from Kylie on the way next year at Radio Borders.
We've never met.
Kylie Minogue, Santa Baby on Radio Borders. And right now, it's time for this.
Ho, ho, ho.
What's my lyric?
It's a special Own and Now for the 10th birthday. So we have two teams. We've got Zoe and Amber against Ryan, who's all on his own.
This feels weird because I'm never normally at this side of the desk and it's always me that's got the questions. So I'm feeling a little bit uneasy.
This should be fun, shouldn't it? So the rules are, I'll give you a line or two of a song and then you have to give me the next line in the song. Whoever gives me it first wins the point. As always, we have buzzers. So Zoe and Amber, you go... That was your song.
That was the song.
That was the song.
The song of the year. And
Ryan, you go.
Yeah, so Twin Atlantic, who performed at Young Scot Awards in 2012, so that's why it's my buzzer.
Cool. Okay. So you were all on Wired between 2010 and 2012. So the theme is number one songs between 2010
and
2012.
Ooh.
Oh, right, okay.
Should be fun. So the first one is, this is 2010, it was number one in January. You would not believe your eyes if 10 million fireflies.
Oh, no, nah, oh, right, okay. Okay, I obviously wasn't listening when you said the rules.
Yes. Something to do about hating goodbyes.
No.
Flew around your eyes.
Flew around your eyes.
No.
But, oh.
Something to do with teaching me how to dance.
No, that's like way on in the song. So you would not believe your eyes if 10 million fireflies
lit up the skies
as I fell asleep.
Oh, knew that.
Right, okay.
Knew it.
So what was that? We'll,
it was there.
We'll move on, because none of you got that. And now I'm feeling really bad about the next one.
Right, okay.
So this one's from 2011, and it was number one in February. It's not about the money, money, money. Forget about the money, money, money. Yeah.
We just want to make the world dance. Forget about the price tag.
Yes, you get it.
We're doing it in my school show this year, so that's why I know.
Okay, so next one. This is again from 2011. It was number one in May. Tonight, I want all of you tonight. Give me everything tonight.
We might not. We might forget tomorrow. Let's do it tonight or something like that.
You missed out the first bit, but
that one.
I'll give you that. Okay. It was Pitbull and a load of other people. I can't remember who else it was. Who else was that?
It was Neo and Afrojack.
Yes.
Give me everything.
Yeah. This one is 2012, and it was number one in September. I'm the cat with the bass and drum.
What?
You get that?
I'm the cat with the bass and drum. I know it's bum, bum, bum. I'm the cat with the bass and drum going around like bum, bum, bum.
Yes.
Yeah.
You get that. So, but it's not enough, sorry.
I know, 2-1.
It's 2-1. So, yeah, so Zoe and Amber win.
Yes!
Not
that
I
need
to be in, but high five!
Yeah, I've lost my first ever game of Ola, and I think I'll go back to the questions now. You guys are just too good.
Well, thanks for that, guys. I really enjoyed that.
No worries, that was really fun.
Yeah, it was.
Coming up next, the news at 3 o'clock. But first, it's 99 Souls with The Girl Is Mine on Radio Borders.
Excuse me, can I please talk to you for a minute? Take a minute, girl, close today. Excuse me, can I please talk to you for a minute?
What a tune. 99 Souls and The Girl Is Mine on Radio Borders.
Get Wired on Radio Borders.
That saxophone solo in the middle of that song, amazing. Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, Santa Claus Is Coming to Town on Radio Borders.
Get Wired on Radio Borders.
So it's a very special day for us here at Wired because we have turned 10.
We
do feel so old.
happy birthday to us.
We need to sing. We've not sung happy birthday yet. We'll do that later on in the show. Get the singing voices out there ready. So we've already spoken to many young people who have been involved with Wired over the past 10 years. Amber and Zoe as well. Still got more to come, but obviously you guys have been involved with Wired. What does it feel like to be back?
Feels great to be back.
Thanks for that. I'm glad that you're not just sick of me. That's good. But it's great to have you guys back. Missed you guys.
Miss you too.
What's coming up on the rest of the Wired 10th birthday special?
We'll be speaking to all team members and testing the knowledge as well.
And music from Bow Selector and Slade.
Thanks for that, guys. And right now, if you can turn your speaker up in the car or in the kitchen, wherever you are right now, do it. Love this. Brand new from Sagala, it's Sweet Lovin' on Radio Borders Sunday afternoon.
Sweet!
Jordan Sparks and Chris Brown, No Air on Radio Borders. Now, here's Ryan.
So, the party continues here at Radio Borders for Wired's 10th birthday, and, well, I'm not joined by one person in the studio, joined by two, well, one on the phone, technically. Joining me right now, I've got Ruri and Alan. Hi, guys, how are you?
I'm great, how are you?
I'm very good, very excited to be here. It's been 5 years. This
I know.
Is mad.
It's scary when you say it like that, isn't it?
I know, it's like deja vu.
So we've already chatted to another member of your team, Amber Masters, otherwise known as Amber 2. So you guys done so much on your year at Wired. What are your favourite moments? Anything you can really pick out?
There's one thing that was probably really sticks out for me, and that was something that didn't actually make it to air, but it was something that was published outside of the show. We had to record it at Wired, and it was a voiceover for Gala Academy. It was me and Alan that had to do it, and we've never put on such ridiculous voices in our life.
Would you like to do an impression of what you sounded like back then?
I don't even know if I could do it. Hang on, let me try. Hello, I'm the headmaster. It was exactly like that. If you go to Gala Academy, it's quite possible that you've seen that and heard my ridiculous impersonation of a headmaster that was somehow English for some reason.
What else have you been doing outside of Wired?
Lots. I've went off to uni, I went off and lived in England for 2 years, and now I'm up in Edinburgh, and I work at one of the Radio Border sister stations as well, so it's good.
Well, I've moved to Edinburgh. I'm studying mathematics, which is quite different from presenting radio, and I've been working in security as well, so just everything, basically.
So what do you think the next couple of years for Wired's going to be? Next 10 years, when we're in 2025, what do you think Wired's going to look like?
Oh, I've got no idea. Wired changes every year. With every new team, things change. Obviously, at the time when I was on, we had What's On Tonight with Fraser Knight, which was a ridiculously random feature with a great jingle.
That jingle.
But, everyone knows what that jingle is. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm sure it's got a big, bright future.
Thanks for that, guys. Great catching up with you, and you'll be sticking around for the rest of the show because we are going to test your knowledge very, very soon. Coming up, we've got a Christmas song from 2003. Can't wait to play it. It's amazing. And Calvin Harris playing next at Radio Borders. Radio Borders. What a Christmas tune. Yeah. Bo Selecta and Proper Crimbo on Radio Borders. We are number one for the Scottish Borders and North Northumberland. It's Wired's 10th birthday show. We're celebrating being 10 this week. And right now, we're going to reflect on the last 10 years, but maybe not quite in the way that we were expecting. Here's David.
It's the Wired 10th birthday show, and I have Amber Masters with me. And we also have Ruri with us.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! Hi. Big celebrations. So, I have a quiz. I have some questions, and I'm going to ask you each in turn, and you basically have to answer them as quickly as possible. Does that make sense? Tense, I know. Mm. Make sense?
Yep, all makes sense to me.
We'll be starting with Amber. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1. Amber, Doctor Who returned in 2005, but who played the Ninth Doctor? David
Pass.
Tennant or Christopher Eccleston?
Oh, David Tennant.
Wrong, it was Christopher Eccleston. Ruri, name all three of Adele's albums.
Oh, 25, 19 and 21.
Correct. Amber, who served as British Prime Minister from 2007 to 2010?
David Cameron?
Wrong. Ruri, complete this line. Are we human or are we what?
Dancers.
Correct. Amber, the iPhone was launched in which year? 2008 or 2007?
2008.
Wrong, 2007. Barack Obama became the first black president in 2008, Ruri, but what was his wife called?
Oh, Michelle.
Correct. Amber, Grey's Anatomy started in 2005 or 2006?
2005.
Correct. Ruri, who won the X Factor in Dermot O'Leary's first series, Leona Lewis or Alexandra Burke?
Alexandra Burke, it was Leona Lewis.
Wrong, it was Leona Lewis.
Yes, I knew it.
Amber, how many High School Musical films were made?
3.
Correct. Ruri, 50 Shades launched in which year, 2011 or 2010?
10.
Wrong, 2011.
Ah, no.
You have got a total of 5 questions correct.
Woo!
is that good or is that bad?
Well, there were a total of 21 questions. So
there was not.
There was.
Oh, God.
Always prepared.
That's bad.
We weren't prepared. We didn't know there was going to be a quiz, so...
That's no excuse.
You can never blame that. I mean, we've just poor effort.
That's a pathetic excuse, Amber.
Well, come on. 50 Shades. Come on, it was 2011.
I'm kicking myself for the X Factor one. I knew it was the only list. There we go.
I think I only got one right, so hey-ho.
Fingers crossed we can still beat them.
Indeed. Yes. We're going to test the other team, and we will see what whether you won very shortly.
Do we get a prize?
You get my love and affection.
Oh, okay.
I'm all right, thanks. I don't mind if we lose, yeah.
Wow, thanks, Ruri.
Thanks for that, David, and thanks for that, guys. We'll be finding out how the other team, which is Alan and Declan, how they get on very, very soon. Coming up, we've got music from Ollie Mars and also a Christmas anthem coming up very soon. Right now, Tissues at the Ready. This is a sad song. Jess Glynn and Take Me Home. It's Radio Borders Sunday afternoon.
Wrapped up, so consumed by...
It's Wired's 10th birthday. That's Jess Glynn and Take Me Home on Radio Borders.
We've just tested some former members on their knowledge of the last 10 years. They got 5 points. Now let's see if the other team can beat them. Here's David.
We have the second part of the quiz now. Declan Crabtree, hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Not too bad, thanks. How's yourself?
I'm very good. Alan Wise, down the phone, hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How's life?
It's good. I might cut out at some point, but... we'll try our best.
I feel like we're gathered around a sofa and we're all having like a little bit cup of tea and a piece of shortbread.
I literally just boiled myself a cup of tea as well. so.
Anyway, shall we begin the quiz?
Let's do it.
Let's do this thing. Declan, you shall go first. Are you ready?
No.
3, 2, 1. How many medals did the UK win at the Olympics in 2012? 65 or 68?
68.
Wrong. Pointless, the TV show, Alan, began in which year? 2009 or 2011? Alan?
Oh, 2009, sorry.
Wrong. Correct. 2009. Declan, Keeping Up with the Kardashians began with which year? 2006 or 2007?
2006.
Wrong, 2007.
What?
Alan, Harry Potter and Deathly Hallows was released in 2008 or 2007?
2007.
Correct. Declan, the first YouTube video was uploaded in 2005, but what was it called? Me at the Zoo or Me at the Shop?
Me at the Zoo.
Correct. Alan, Google has changed its logo how many times since 2005? 4 or 3?
3.
Correct. Declan, AF the Ekjokl was a volcano that disrupted air travel in 2010, but what country did it erupt in? Iceland or Greenland?
Iceland.
Correct. Alan, David and Victoria gave birth to a baby girl called Harper in 2011. What was her middle name? 7 or Season?
Season.
Wrong, 7. And finally, Declan, American Horror Story began in 2011, but what was the nickname of the third series, Coven or Freak Show?
Freak Show.
Wrong, it was Coven. You also got 5, which means it's a tie.
Oh! Oh
yeah. Is there a tiebreaker?
We all suck!
Yay!
Is there a tiebreaker?
There is no tiebreaker, because... and that means you all win my love and affection as your prize.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'll
get sweets later, don't worry.
Okay,
that's
brilliant.
All I ever wanted.
We'll have shortbread.
Thank you, Alan. That means a lot.
Thanks for that, David. The party continues here right the way through until 4 o'clock this afternoon with a massive Christmas anthem coming out very soon. And Ollie Myers playing next year on Wired's 10th birthday.
Number one across the Scottish borders and North Northumberland, this is Radio Borders. What an absolute tune. That was Slade with Merry Christmas, everybody.
It's Wired's 10th birthday. We're catching up with people who have been involved in the show over the years. And right now in the studio, the man with the very famous jingle, which we'll come to in a second, Fraser Knight. Hi, Fraser.
Hi, Ryan.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Exciting day, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm excited to be back here. I mean, it's been a while.
It's weird because obviously everyone's back. Amber's back. Alan's back.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a team reunion for you guys.
It feels really good to just meet up with everyone again. And I mean, I've not seen them in years, but...
So, your time on Wired, how did you get involved with Wired?
Well, I started Wired actually by chance. It was my mum who found out that what Wired was, and she almost volunteered me. I mean, I went through the whole training process and found out I absolutely loved it. I'm still doing media now.
Yeah, because you're studying journalism now, aren't you?
I am, yeah. So I'm up at Glasgow Caledonian University doing journalism, so great fun.
Great stuff. So when you were on the show, what was your role?
It came to, we were discussing what sort of features we could do in the show, and we decided that a What's On feature might be quite cool, so I became the What's On presenter for
Now, the thing is, you see, you were the What's On presenter, but that wasn't just it, because, well, your legacy, part of your legacy of this show was a certain jingle.
Absolutely. How could I forget?
Let's have a listen.
What's On Tonight?
And all this week...
With Fraser Knight.
That's me.
That's you.
Do you know what? That brings back so many memories.
And what does it feel like listening to it now, obviously, a few years on?
It feels really good. I mean, it just reminds me of how much fun I had here. I mean, you could hear everyone was pitching in. I remember us recording it and everyone was banding out the microphones and shouting, and oh, it was great fun.
Well, I've been looking through the Wired archive building up to this show, and there's one thing that I found earlier on this week, which I'm not sure if you can remember, but this is something I really do remember you guys by. Let's have a listen to this.
Amber.
Yes! Do you remember that?
I remember this. This is unbelievable.
Let's have a listen.
Amber Masters.
There we go. It was Wired Team versus Duck Sauce. Obviously, yes. The song Barbra Streisand. Can you remember how that came about?
I don't know. I just remember us sitting in the studio one day and absolutely proper jamming out to that song. We were like, let's just take Barbra Streisand out and put us in.
So obviously it has been a few years since you were involved with Wired, but before you went away to uni, you'd done a few things in between Wired and uni.
Yeah, so when I went back, when I finished Wired, I went back to school and I thought, I don't want to lose the sort of things that I learned over the whole experience at Wired. But at the same time, there was still quite a while before I was going to get to go to university and keep going with it. So I spoke with some of the teachers at the school and started to set up a school radio station. I mean, it went okay. We never quite got it finished, but it's still going quite well now. So
it is, yeah.
I trained up quite a good group of people for it.
How important has Wired been to you, Fraser? Obviously, it was a big part of your life for 2 years. How important has it been to get you where you are now?
Put it this way, if I wasn't on Wired, I would probably still be sitting wondering what I was going to do with my life. Wired has been the most, probably the most important thing in my life.
Thanks for that, Fraser. Yeah, looking forward to the rest of this afternoon. Marvin Humes is here on the Big Top 40 from 4. And, of course, that means we will find out who's going to be Christmas number 1. We'll be finding out who that is before 7 o'clock tonight. And right now, Coldplay, An Adventure of a Lifetime. It's Radio Borders. Coldplay, An Adventure of a Lifetime on Radio Borders. So that's it. It's nearly 4 o'clock, guys. We're now 10. We now feel relatively old. How's today been?
Amazing.
Good.
Emotional.
How's it felt having all the old team back? It's been great to have them back, hasn't it?
Yeah. It's been really cool. Yeah.
There's been stuff going on out in the office. There's been food.
Yes. Yay.
There'd be no Wired without food, trust me. And thank you to everyone here at Radio Borders who's also been here and who's helped the show over the past 10 years. It sounds like we're leaving. We're not. We're still here. Going to be here. We're going to be back in the new year. But for the rest of today, yeah, we're just going to enjoy being 10 years old. I'll be back with the team on the 10th of January, but all that's left to say from us here on Wired right now is...
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year!